I have in the studio with me Brown Man and Aaron Stabell, who are in at the Train studio last night and tonight. Right, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
There we go.
Too early, man.
A little early, Brown?
I was going to do a phone-in, but Aaron was like, come on, man, just man up and come down. It's right. It's like, wow, the Americans, right?
Well, there you go. And, but this way we got music, right?
True. And a live thing.
So you hail from the other side of our border.
Yes, sir. Originally from Buffalo, actually, so not too far. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And that's actually how I met Brown, because he had some fans in Buffalo that had been coming over here to see him play, and he wanted to come over and play in America, and he said, well, could you find some other musicians to play? So through a long, complicated string of friends of friends of cousins of friends, girlfriends, Brown called me, and then I got my friend to play bass, and we've been playing. We tried to figure out last night, almost 3 years on and off.
Crazy.
In Buffalo and upstate New York area and all around.
Yeah. As you know, I've got one of my groups up here is the Brown Man Electric Trio, so I wanted to have a U.S. permutation to that. And that's how it started. So Aaron, you know, got one of his guys, and they're all from Eastman.
Right.
From the fantastic music school there in Rochester. Yeah, so they quickly became my American touring band, so it makes it easier for me to cross the border alone and
right.
Pick up these guys and
hook up with those guys.
Whole, yeah.
Cool.
It's been
cool.
Great.
So is it pretty quick melding of the styles, or you guys just kind of go, dude, I love this stuff. We got to keep doing this.
You know what? It's funny. Yeah, to come on, tell it. He was like, it took him like two gigs, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's different. The kind of stuff Brown plays in the Electric Trio is different than the kind of stuff I was used to playing.
Right.
They're very aggressive and has a real hard edge to it, and like physically exhausting. Actually, he's got so much energy. So I remember the first time that we found out about this, and I'm sitting down there. I'm like, who is this, Brown Man guy? Like, what is this? And we're like, this looks, I don't know. Like, we don't know. I think it really did probably take, two nights of playing. And he knows exactly what he wants. So, man, I felt, just horrible after the first one. I was like, couldn't do anything right. And who is this guy? He's got all this Latin stuff happening, and then it's right. Hip-hop, and I didn't. But after a while, and I got to thank you, Brown, for having the patience with it. And we could have easily been fired and tried someone else, but he stuck with us. And me and my buddy Greg, and we played for a while till Greg moved. But yeah, I think it took some time. But and it just like this stuff here took a little time with my music, bringing it over here. Was kind of like the reverse, not the type of thing, I guess, you can talk about that a little bit, but not the type of thing Brown was playing all the time up here,
right.
So we had a little bit of that happening, but I think that's great for both of us.
Absolutely.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, his Aaron's thing, the kind of trumpet playing that's required is more of a Dave Douglas, Ralph Alessi kind of style, so I don't do that as much as my playing. I come out of, the Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Clifford Brown, but with a Brecker-y,
right.
In terms of modern jazz conceptualizations, as a student of Randy Brecker, that's where my modern jazz trumpet playing...
Where your foundation is, bottom end comes, growing out of that.
Yeah, and that doesn't have too much sort of the free, that free element, that New York downtown knitting factory scene, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he's all about, Drew Grass and all those guys in that part of town. And but I love that music. I really love that music, and I don't often get a chance to play it. So, because there's better guys in town, guys like Turcotte get called for that, and Lee Malamano plays the crap out of that. And
yeah.
So there's, we've got guys up here who do that. John McLeod, So I forget how this all started. I think he's got a song cycle, a concert, a one-hour concert sort of series. Can I call it that?
Sure.
Concert series?
Well, it's just one concert. But.
A concert series. And it's
singular.
Yeah.
Series.
And it's called A Visit, and he had put it on down stateside. So he, just in hanging out, we became really close friends.
Yeah.
And a good way to put it is we kind of our approaches are different, but we arrive at the same place.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Which is really interesting because we, you know, we're different backgrounds, different cultures. Like the differences are stacked, but when it gets down to it, and we start talking about stuff, ideologically, ethically, moral, like, you know, the inner fiber of our being is really like surprisingly
scarily similar.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's great, though, because that's where the music comes from,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And you got to see it yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, and it was my, like he said, it was my turn to feel like crap, because I was, his tunes were really hard, man, and I was getting slaughtered, and I was
I wanted to mention that, like, Aaron's the drummer. I don't know that I mentioned that off the top. Your band and all your compositions, do you do any covers at all, or is it all original stuff?
So far it's been all original. I'm trying to make that a goal. I think it'll be really easy for me to get lazy and just, you know, do like, oh, it's easy, here's this tune from the real book or from a band or anything like that. But by trying to keep it all original, it makes me stay on the ball as far as working at it goes, and I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
As for this particular gig tonight and last night, you know, I made it a goal, like, I gotta have 3 new tunes for these guys at least, so that I've got something to bring to the table fresh, and feels good to me to have something new to present. But I think it's also cool for these guys, like, this is the first time anybody's playing it, and then they're like, oh, okay, good.
And so translates out into the audience too. That's the thing.
Hopefully,
I mean, if you guys are, you know, into it and digging it and going, you know, fresh stuff, I'm inspired. I mean, you know, from my side, sitting at the table,
it's good,
like,
to hear.
You know,
I wanted to hear, because you're in a unique perspective, because you've seen my group as a leader, Electric Trio, and you've seen his group as a leader, and you've seen, like, the different, like, tell me your impressions of, like, the, you know,
well, they were,
differences,
you know,
in the...
I mean, you know, Aaron touched on it. Certainly, the Electric Trio, you know, I saw at the Dominion that night with you, is, you know, more hard-edged, more, you know, like the crescendos, big, you know, the intensity level is there. The band last night, it was cool. The first tune, I was actually a little taken back, because I might have been thinking I was going to hear something more like your Electric Trio.
Great.
And I was like, whoa. But, you know, after a tune or two, I was going, whoa, this is, you know, this is great. I mean, you guys were, for just sitting down and looking at the charts, some of them fresh, you guys sounded great. So,
well, that's kind of you to say, because it's pretty painful. The 3 new tunes that he wrote are all hard, and there's a new one called Grumblebox, which he very flatteringly, he was like, oh, Brown Man's on the gig, I'm going to write whatever I want, right? Which is very flattering, but then he hands it to me, and it's ridiculous. And I stumbled through it yesterday, and hope to do better tonight.
Yeah. You could see you guys, like, the charts are there, and I mean, I don't read music, so, you know, it's kind of a real layman's view of things, but it's like, it's structured, but within that structure, there's a real freedom, a real looseness that goes too, which is, like, you know, I think is great, very cool.
Yeah, I make a really strong point, and for one of the first things I said when I got here yesterday, you know, I'm really fortunate because Brown brought me up here, and it's actually really the first time I've been in Toronto. Like, I've come here to go to the Blue Jays game or whatever, you know, like stupid little things like that, but to actually exist in the city, this is my first time, so I'm really glad that Brown's got me up here, you know, and put this whole thing together. And then he hooked me up with Dave Restivo, Tyler Iman. Like, these guys are, you know, from what I can tell, they have to be some of the best musicians around, because they certainly would be where I live. And the first thing I told these guys, and I said, here's the music, we emailed it, and the first thing I said when I saw them face to face was, you're here for a reason, you know, I want you guys to take what you want to do and add to it. And I try to leave in the band back in New York, like, as much space as I can for those guys to create, because I know I want the certain person to play. If I bring you in, Bill, you know, you've got something to contribute too. You don't have to just play what I tell you to.
Right.
And that's a really big part of what I'm trying to do as a writer and as a band leader. So it's fortunate to have these guys, because they can actually do it, you know.
Cool. Well,
no, we can't.
should we listen to a track?
Yeah, sure.
You brought in something that you were telling me, this is sort of unmastered, is that right?
Yeah, the band is still kind of, the band and these tunes are all pretty new, so the best things that we have so far are live recordings, and this is a recording from about a month ago in Buffalo, and we opened for VJ Iyer's group. I don't know if you guys have heard that stuff, but also a fantastic piano player. And so the group is called Bending and Breaking. That's the name of the band that we operate under. And it's five instruments, saxophone, trombone, guitar, bass, and drums. A little different than what we're playing with that train. So this first tune, the track one, I think you're going to play, right? It's called Thank You, John. And John Hollenbeck is a great New York drummer. The closest thing I could say to my teacher right now, he helps me a lot. And I send him my music, and he'll write back, and he'll hear me play and tell me, you know, stop doing that, you idiot, and things like that. And John has been a great inspiration to me. So this is a tune called Thank You, John, and it's kind of the source material for it, because every tune, I think you noticed last night, has a very different source material.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this time I went to the park, or I'm thinking about this girl that I went out with that loved rocks and weird things like that. And this tune is a bunch of different Hollenbeck tunes from his group, the Claudia Quintet, kind of a couple measures stolen here and here and then connected with my original material. So, because I owe him a lot, so this is my best attempt at a tribute, kind of. So,
Aaron Stabell in at the train with Brown Man Ali tonight. And here we go with Thank You, John. That was Bending and Breaking with Aaron Stabell, who is in tonight with his band, including Brown Man Ali, Dave Restivo, and Tyler Imond in at the train studio. Close to the end of the show, gentlemen, but anything you'd like to say besides everybody, go to the train tonight.
Right. Please come down and check it out. It's really worth seeing. I mean, it's kind of wild. Aaron's 23, and he's, in my opinion, is one of the great young voices coming out of New York right now. So it'd be great to, like, come down and see that, check that out, you know. And the band is, I mean, with Steve on piano, doesn't really get a whole lot better than that. And a 21-year-old bass player, Tyler Ramone, he's the bass player in my electric trio. And just to hear him do his thing, in the rehearsal, I was like, how is everyone? And Aaron goes, Tyler missed nothing.
Yeah.
And he's playing...
he's playing upright.
Upright.
Yeah. I mean, he's like...
He does both, obviously.
Well, he's like Patitucci in town, right? He's a double threat. And,
yeah.
So it's a really fun... It's a quartet, and I mean, we've known each other... Aaron and I have known each other a while, but he's known those guys for a whole minute and a half, and there's already synergy and already, like, a real, you know... Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, we're hoping it'll become a thing. Like, hopefully this will become his, like, Aaron Stabell Canadian quartet, and we can start talking about touring and things like that. So please come down, Train Studio.
I got it here, 964 Bathurst Street.
Yep, trainstudio.com if you want to go online and check it out.
Yep.
And you should go to Aaron's website, too, and check him out. He's got a funny spelling. Stabell is S-T-A-E-B-E-L-L. So Aaron, regular spelling, stabell.com.
Yeah. And you gotta always hit up brownman.com. He's always got the latest news about where he's going and China and Mars and everywhere with Guru.
Everywhere in the game.
So. I was just on Mars. It was lovely. The food is really good.
Passed on Raw along the way, did you?
that's right. But brownman.com. Stabell is such a funny name. If 10 minutes from now you don't remember, Brownman's easy to remember. So brownman.com. And if you can get to his site through my site.
Okay. Or the Train Studio site. Too.
Or the Train Studio site. Yeah, so there's lots of way to find him. Aaron's the new entity, so really I do encourage listeners to go check him out and come and support. I mean, and the more people that come and support, the more often we can bring guys like this back into town. Yeah. Trying to bring more guys up here.
And Aaron was telling me we should mention that student price, $5 at the door, right?
Yeah,
it's $5 for kids. Because, I hate to sound cliche, but, you know, the youth is our future. So $5 for you kids. Come on out and check
it
out.
Love to see you.
Yeah, for sure. And, youth is our future, and they ain't got much dough.
Yeah, I mean, it's
$5 is I saved, too.
Hey, when I was coming up, man, I was paying the full, $17 plus tax at the Senator to go, and it was brutal. But guys like the Tom at the Rex and the Train Studio, they're trying to be more accommodating to the kids to come out. So it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, we pay 30 sometimes.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah, so. Man, that's for one set at the Blue Note, right? And then an $18 beer, right?
Anyhow. Only got a couple of minutes to go on the show. I want to try to squeeze in something from your new electric trio release.
It's not released. It's just finished being mixed. It's not even mastered yet, so this is like unheard stuff. And this is like a little, we'll call it a sneak preview of the Brown Man Electric Trio upcoming record, probably late summer release we're looking at. And
Great.
It'll be fun.
Cool.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in. This has been the Jazz World Show. My name's Bill Watson. I've been filling in for Wally D. We got about a minute or so to go until Tony Barnes comes in. It's been my pleasure to bring you the jazz musics that I love, and I hope you do as well. And we're going to go out with a little sneak preview from Brown Man Ali's upcoming release. Has it got a name?
It's going to be called Raw and Unadulterated, because it's right off the floor. It's raw as hell.
Cool. Only here on CKLN.